Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's Sarah Spain!
Thank you for having me. This was a fun way to spend my day. Everything everyone said about the score and you being a tyrant is totally wrong. Wait, is that what you want me to say? Write it down again.
You're not a tyrant.
You are a great person to work with.
Afternoons on the Score.
We hope that you enjoyed the last hour. It was kind of crazy, like, to have the whole show, actually.
The whole 90 minutes, really.
Yeah, Nico Horner starts us off, and then Jed Hoyer, I think, was great and comfortable, and you can tell that he is in charge of a team that's doing well, and at the end of this, he ends up getting a big old bag, too, if things go well.
Yeah, it's interesting. It is a contract year for Jed, a lame duck year for Jed, and he has hitched his wagon to Craig Counsell with very good results so far. I thought the answer about the bullpen was really interesting, and we'll have a chance to get back to it. We'll play you some Jed later on, but basically, if anybody didn't hear it, is that Craig Counsell is part of the acquisition of the bullpen pieces. So as soon as they get there, he's not afraid to throw them into the fire right away. How many times in our lives, Lawrence, have we covered teams or watched teams where they are given a player and then they get to decide when to use him and how to use him? And there's clearly some kind of personal preference or stubbornness or just a simple difference in belief that goes on, and you try to sort out what is what. That's not the case anymore because Craig is empowered with front office thought processes.
Yeah, his background allows for him to be a bigger part of this than maybe other managers. I was trying to explain this to our friends up in Milwaukee this morning, where because he has been in a front office for a long time, because he's been on the scouting side of it, because he is an ex-player and is one of the more successful managers in baseball, his point of view maybe carries more weight than a lot of other managers.
I think it totally does. But you also have to be a general manager or a president who accepts that and isn't threatened by that. So you actually can have the dynamic that they have working in practice right now.
And it's funny because I think that the layout of him being the highest paid manager in the game, I think it speaks to that, where you are bringing in a partner and not an employee. And I get that the hierarchy, if we're looking at the masthead, Jed's name is going to be higher than Craig's, but I don't think Jed thinks of it like that. I think he thinks of it as a collective, along with Carter and the entire, you know, baseball operations department.
Yeah.
And his job is to kind of wrangle that. But knowing that you have someone that can communicate, well, you called it middle management, right? Like a manager, he's got to be able to talk with the front office. He's got to be able to kind of handle the players. And someone who can speak both languages.
Yeah, for sure.
And translate is important.
When they brought him in, they said it's more like a partner situation. And he referenced some of the guys who could do anything. I could be managers or could be front office people like A.J. Hinch, like Craig Breslow. And you know, so that's the thing. Like his buddy Breslow, very much in the news right now. And Jed values like former players like Breslow and Counsell and Hinch, who can also think like Jed and Theo and David Stearns. I mean, that's a very small group.
it's funny too, Speaks, because I feel like there's been a little bit of a paradigm shift when it comes to the relationship between front office and manager. Now, look, I've seen it play out, like on this radio station, being the host of the Joe Madden show. And I've seen Joe kind of want to go back to manager is the guy and that's it. And there shouldn't be a lot of interference from the front office. And there was pushback. There was this kind of 10-year period where most fans were like, no. The front office has got it. And I think that this has to do with front offices like Theo and Jed being so successful that you go, yeah, you should really just have a front office that's kind of just telling the manager what to do because they're breaking it all down and they have all the numbers to quantify this. And what I think we have here is the marrying of those two worlds, where if you find the right collection of people, it can work for everyone. It doesn't have to be 100% the manager. It doesn't have to be the manager is just a robot that's out here doing what the front office wants him to do. And I think that had kind of become the danger of what was happening in baseball over the last decade. And that's why we're all like, wait, do managers actually matter?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the manager, hell yes.
Yeah, for sure they do.
They matter.
And if there's continuity, then it matters. It matters even more. And so it's been an interesting mix as it's all come together. Interesting to hear Jed talk about Craig Breslow. And Craig Breslow, the president of baseball operations, I think that's his title, right? In Boston, he and Sam Kennedy have the same split now that Crane Kenny and Jed Hoyer have, I believe. Sam Kennedy, who, by the way, went to high school with and is childhood friends with Theo Epstein.
Oh.
Like best.
Brookline?
Yeah. Like best pals. And now they're both, one of them is the president of the Red Sox. The other is part owner of the Red Sox.
That works.
Yeah. Having grown up down the street.
Can
from
you imagine
Fenway
that?
Park. Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I can't imagine that, but. You know, but I mean, it's pretty neat. So Sam Kennedy talked a little bit, and then Craig Breslow talked about the Devers trade. And I thought this was something for us and our listeners. I know it's an out-of-town baseball trade, but you made the point yesterday very well on how the Devers deal affects the Cubs in two different ways, potentially negatively. And principally by making the Giants better right
yes,
now.
Yes, they're a problem.
Yeah, they're a problem. And then we talked with Tom Verducci yesterday, and there's the corollary between the Cubs and the Red Sox when it comes to the money and the spending on a big deal and everything like that. And then there's everything else of like, why would you trade somebody this good? And what happened with the relationship? So let's listen to Craig Breslow. I want to get your thoughts on it, get the listeners' thoughts on it, as he breaks down why the Red Sox traded away Rafael Devers.
I think when you consider the flexibility, the ability to give some of the young players some run, the opportunity to maybe repackage some of the resources and fill some voids in the roster as early as, approaching this year's deadline, and being really intentional about the environment that we create for these young players to thrive in, then I do think that there is a real chance that at the end of the season, we're looking back and we've won more games than we otherwise would have. This is not the outcome that we had expected. And it's forced me to reflect on the interactions that I've had, not just with Rafi, but with other players, opportunities to communicate differently. Anytime you get to this point where, as Sam said, you reach an inflection point and you fail to reach alignment, I need to own things that I could have done better. And I don't know if this outcome would have played out any differently. I think that there's a decent chance that it wouldn't have, but I absolutely need to have the humility to think back on the interactions and figure out what I could have done better.
What do you think about that, Lawrence?
I give him a lot of credit because there are a lot of leaders that would have gone with the narrative that I think a lot of Boston media went with. Devers is selfish. They had to do this. They're so much better because they got him out of their clubhouse. I think that can be true, but Craig is going, that might be true, but I could have done better. And maybe if I'd have done a better job, we wouldn't be in this situation. Endeavors would be playing first base for us right now as we're swept the Yankees and are being competitive inside of this season. Leaders who do this, I find it to be endearing when a leader, whatever the situation is, work, school, teams, when they can say, I got this wrong, mm-hmm. and I need to reflect on it and think about how we got this wrong and what my role was in us getting it wrong.
I completely agree. And I think parents need to do that. And like when you can, like, can occasionally even apologize to your own kid, like, hey, I'm sorry about that. I probably could have handled that better. That can actually carry a lot of weight. But
especially if you bring a dilly bar with you.
Yeah, you lead with the dilly bar and then slide the apology in and then stack on another dilly bar on the back end.
It's a apology sandwich with the dilly bar bread.
God, that's how you make a fat kid right there, isn't
really?
It? Is that how you do it? Well, I'm trying to think. It's my Uncle Sully. My Uncle Sully
he
coming to my
Sully, home. Dude.
Yeah, no, not Sully like he was.
Oh.
Yeah, but Sully. You know what he used
pilot,
to do.
The pilot, right? Your uncle the pilot?
He's the guy that landed the plane on the Hudson, right?
No.
No?
No, he owned a drugstore, right? He had a big weight problem, did Uncle Sully. And then he saw me, his nephew, he'd see me at synagogue and he'd come up. He had a pocket full of candy that he had from the drugstore always. And I remember him doing this a couple times. He looked at me and said, hey, gee, you're getting fat. You want some candy? Like, he'd offer me candy immediately after pointing out that I was getting fat.
Yeah, that didn't mess with you at all.
Not a bit, Uncle Sully. Not a bit. I'm doing fine, okay? I have no issues whatsoever as I continue to avoid the candy in the WBBM hallways.
Well, usually by today it's gone, so.
I haven't walked through. I miss saying hello to my WBBM friends because I'm not walking through there anymore.
You should just go like halfway and then wave and then come back over here because we ain't got nothing.
Craig Delamore should take it all with him.
That's right. Shout out to Craig Delamore on an incredible career. An
unbelievable career.
You talk about one of the most trusted voices in news, Craig Delamore, like real talk. So congratulations to him on his retirement.
I think that's true. Every time they bring in candy, we should just wrap it up and send it to Craig Delamore, wherever he's enjoying retirement. Absolutely. Maybe it'd be good exposure therapy for me to walk halfway through the hallway and just notice the candy and then turn.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in this area right here, if you go down the hallway, you can't even really see the candy from that vantage point.
You know, you're so right. I had to make an extra turn.
Yeah.
That's how committed I was to, oh, look, there's candy.
You
oh,
could just go over there and wave and be like, hey, what's up? Because, you know, like, Emma's
Brad.
Over there.
Yeah,
Brad.
I love Brad. Brad and I worked at Sporting News Radio.
Occasionally, I'll walk in there and Alex is over there doing sports on BBM.
Sure. Espo. You never know
Judson,
what you're going to find. Yeah.
Grody. Lisa Fielding.
Tyler Buterbaugh doesn't.
That's right.
Well.
Does he
that's
really?
Right.
Oh,
Buterbaugh
that's
does it.
Good
yes.
for him.
But here's the problem. You mentioned the alley in the front of the room. If you go around the back, they have.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Dum-dums and suckers. So there's candy anyway.
Now that's no way to talk about fine news people.
Yeah. You've only been there for a little bit, Alex.
Dum-dums and suckers? Who's the sucker and who's the dum-dum, Alex? Who's
that? Bartosz, we're looking in your direction.
But notice
and
how
Neil.
And Neil Fiorito, yes.
Clearly Neil.
Notice how our bar here on the Score side
is empty right now.
For the first time ever.
No.
Speaks, there's nothing on there. There's no random books that people have sent to the Score.
Yeah, is my old stack of Baseball America scouting handbooks still out there? It's been out there for literally years. Years.
I don't see it. It's completely clean,
amazing.
Which is great.
That is amazing.
But yeah, we'll help you with this. Yeah.
Back to parents apologizing and Uncle Sully, who never apologized. That bastard. I'll say it. Man's dead. Still angry at him. But you heard Craig Breslow.
Wow, that's a transition.
Thank you. Hey, you heard him cop to the in the front half. He said that environment matters. Like he did talk about Devers as a person and as an environment. It's interesting because they went out and Lucas Giolito shoved for the Red Sox last night. And Alex Cora said the energy was great, that the team all stepped up and the energy was great. And Breslow says flat out, he thinks that they will win more games than they would have if they did not make this trade by the end of the year. They're not giving up on this year. It's not like all of a sudden Aroldis Chapman is available out of their bullpen or you know what I mean? For the trade deadline, they're still going for it. And last night, Roman Anthony hit his first career home run, the big lefty slugger. So I told you, I'll see Roman Anthony's numbers against Rafael Devers' numbers from here on out for the season. It'll be very interesting to me.
So right now, they're sitting in a position, they're competing for the wild card in the American League, and we're going to see how all of this goes. They're standing in the last wild card spot in the American League.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It is. It's really fascinating when you look at who's beneath them in the American League. Weird-ass Minnesota Twins are right there.
How about Seattle, who they're playing?
That's the team where I think I've been waiting on Seattle for a couple of years. And with the year that Cal Raleigh is having,
yes,
you would think that you'd want to you want to capitalize on that.
They just got Logan Gilbert back in that rotation, and he struck out a big pile of humans. And Seattle and Boston's a good series. Then Seattle comes here. This weekend, the Seattle Mariners are at Wrigley.
Say it right.
Seattle Mariners.
Thank you.
And I'm just sad because that means Dave Sims is not here. Usually it's, hey, Matty, what's going on? How are you?
Yeah, don't be sad. That guy got his dream job.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
He's happy.
Yeah. They don't
except for when Boomer's out here busting his balls. Dude, for no reason.
That is so true. Boomer making a heel turn.
And the count is even. Sacks packed with Seaman. The Mariners.
Tanny, I love and hate that you are often like inside of my brain. This weekend, I was cleaning up around the house.
And you saw some sacks.
I just started saying it. because it's so awesome. It was totally correct, but also could be misconstrued.
Hold on. I had forgotten the long version. Can you play it again for me? That is exquisite.
And the count is even. Sacks packed with Seaman. The Mariners.
So he adds the Mariners.
Yeah, I kept the Mariners in there to keep us all safe.
Yes!
Just to clarify.
Because he realized what just happened.
Seamen. Men.
Yeah. I forgot that he was like, oh, I better say Mariners. Better do that right here.
And the count is even. Sacks packed with Seaman. The Mariners.
But there are so many hawkisms that just bring me joy.
Oh. That's a B&B quarter of the year, one of those years, by the way.
That's one of them. Like, I just go around the house doing hawkisms. Man. And I'm not afraid to I don't think I'm the only one that does it.
Tell you what, Lawrence Holmes, if you don't stop doing hawkisms.
I was watching a White Sox game a couple nights ago, and there's a fly ball, and I was like, that's a can of corn. Like, I just started doing it. I
can't do it.
That's a Singletary-ism.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's different. Lower.
I like the color analyst very much on those broadcasts. He's very good at his job.
On the Bears?
No, the Sox. Oh. Sox games on TV.
Steve Stone?
Like him very much. I think he's excellent at his job. Yeah, one of the best ever.
He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. He's really, really good.
One might say that he's an oracle. Like he tells you stuff, and then stuff happens inside of a game, and he's been doing that for damn near 50 years.
I'm going to put him on the podcast, on the PBP, Voices of Baseball, because that man has done a lot of play-by-play in his life. I want to talk to him about that. He did a lot of play-by-play with Harry Carey, and obviously did play-by-play with Hawk Harrelson. And before that...
Well, it kind of had to sometimes.
Sometimes.
Because sometimes Hawk would just leave.
Monday Night Baseball.
All right. I just saw him. And...
Those who don't know, Hawk left to go check on Todd Frazier. He left the booth to go downstairs and check on a ball player in the middle of the game.
And threw down his headset to do it. Like the sound of the headset hitting the desk is one of my favorite parts of that. And he's like, I'm gone.
And Stoney's
you
like,
take over.
I guess I'm doing play by play. And he did. Oh, man.
When you've played the game and you've seen the game, as much, like it's not like I'm not going to say that it's not hard. It's incredibly hard, Wash,
to do play by play.
Yeah,
yeah, but he did it. He's done a ton of it. But
going downstairs, you take over. Okay?
Just throws the headset. Just throws it. I'm out of here. Good luck. I miss Hawk, man.
I'm going to say this.
I miss him.
I'm going to say this now. I don't remember if anybody said it then. As a play-by-play voice, that is wildly unprofessional. Just wildly, just remarkably unprofessional.
Are you saying you'd get reprimanded if you did that during the fifth inning?
Like, there is an entire training staff who can check on Todd Frazier.
No. Let's be fair to Hawk here. You know, when you're doing your fifth, and if something, God forbid, something happens to Nico, how are you going to feel in that moment, you know? You're going to do the same damn thing.
Tanny, do you know how long it would take Speaks to get to Nico in comparison to Hawk getting on his own personal elevator?
All of our listeners would stop him on the ramp like, hey, good to see you, Speaks. Love the show.
Sorry, I got to go check on Nico. Coomer, you take over. Ron, you take over.
Like, and there's Speaks going down the ramps at Wrigley Field.
Hold on, I got to find out. By the time I get down there, three members of the training staff have already dealt with him. He's had hugs from teammates.
And the inning's over.
His mom has flown in. Like, I'm not needed. Hawk, there's an entire world of people there to deal with Todd Frazier.
But you don't look.
What? Dr. Harrelson, is that necessary in that moment?
No, but I'm trying to explain to people that over at White Sox, he can literally be down there on field level in a minute.
Yeah, he's got his own. He's got like the great glass Hawk elevator.
It's right there. Like it's my favorite. Out of the booth.
He'll see people in the stairwell. How's it going, big guy?
It's my favorite Roald Dahl book, by the way. The great glass Hawk elevator. Love that.
I miss Hawk. And you're right about Steve Stone. He's really tremendous.
He really
at his job.
Is. Really is.
Big fans of him. I was on Milwaukee radio this morning. I was on the Mason Crosby show.
That is just amazing. I mean, because someday is Jeff Jager going to have a show here in town? The Paul Edinger show? Is that coming?
Patrick Manley has a show here.
I know.
On this very radio station.
And he's great at it. He deserves it. But like kicker radio shows, is the Mike Vanderjagt show down in Indianapolis a thing?
I don't know if that's ever going to be a thing. I don't know if he can, the FCC violations that might come up.
You'd listen to the Edinger show, though. You would.
Well, he would teach you how to surf, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what he's doing in Costa Rica?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think he had a surfing school for a while in Costa Rica.
I want to hear you.
We're talking about our idiot kicker.
That's right. There he is.
Liquored up.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.